Minnesota News Network, I'm Shaul Maloney. Thousands are expected to participate in the Minnesota House of Representatives State Fair poll this year. House spokesperson Barry LaGrave says it's based on issues that did not pass the legislative session.
12 questions this year that we put together. The nonpartisan poll put together by the Nonpartisan Public Information Services Office, and a lot of fairgoers come to the fair, and that's one of the big things that they want to do, and we've been doing it for approaching 50 years, I think.
He says the topics include state services for undocumented immigrants, local cannabis regulations, starting school before Labor Day, and the budget deficit. New security measures are now in place at the Minnesota Capitol following deadly political violence earlier this summer. Public entrances have been limited and more security officers are on site. The State Patrol is also hiring 19 additional officers and conducting a third-party security assessment. The Capitol Security Committee met on Wednesday for the first time since the June 14th attacks that killed House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and injured Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Recommendations from the assessment are expected in November. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is taking in the first day of the Minnesota State Fair. Smith says the fair is an excellent opportunity for Minnesotans to connect.
There are so many small businesses that get a real shot at building their businesses here, whether it's food or, and I've spoken to a Minnesotan who is starting a cosmetics business out of the Rondo neighborhood in St. Paul, and that is a great opportunity.
The fair runs through Labor Day. And the EPA's rescinding of $62 million in solar for all grants for Minnesota means 11,000 residential homes will not be served. Lisa Poslich of the State Department of Commerce says they received no warning before the August 10th termination letter.
We have an existing contract with the EPA that was based on an approved proposal and work plan, and we've been hard at work getting ready to launch these programs that would have made solar available to these 11,000 households.
Some of the grants were going to the 11 tribal nations in Minnesota. This is MNN. The DNR is bringing back fan favorite exhibits to the state fair this year. Visitors can check out the outdoor fish pond featuring more than 30 species of Minnesota fish, a wildlife exhibit showcasing native animals, and a forestry display that highlights Minnesota trees and invasive species. More details are available at the DNR website. The Department of Ag is announcing the Urban Farming Grant recipients. The program serves urban areas with cities with a population of more than 5,000 people and communities on federally recognized tribal land. The recipients include school districts, nonprofit organizations, and local government groups. And the DNR is reminding hunters not to harvest marked research bears when the season opens September 1st. Project leader Andy Try says the bears with GPS radio collars all have large cattle-style ear tags.
Our job is to figure out what's going on with survival, reproduction, and a number of other factors to inform bear management. And so to do that, we collar a really small fraction of the overall state's bear population.
The bears are mostly located near Grand Rapids, Brainerd, and Camp Ripley.